cornmeal in this section.
Yeah.
Was there any?
They also used cornmeal to roll oysters in if they had it.
Mm-hmm.
And
is there any sort of way that they would make any different types of cornbread? Any different ways you know they'd make?
More or less, they liked a sour cornbread in this section rather than a sweet cornbread.
Sour? How was that? What would they put?
They had no sugar to it. You know, to really have, from my standpoint, to have a good cornbread, you've got to add sugar. A certain amount of sugar. It mustn't be sweet like a cake. But the cornbread they made in this section didn't have any sugar in it at all. And that was a sour cornbread.
Now, did you ever...
Now, they made cornbread muffins, which is just a different shape, you understand? Yeah. It was the same thing as a cornbread.
What was made in a kind of a big, say a big, cooked in a big black pan or a skillet?
Well, now they had, wait.
That would be an inch thick.
I can't call the name. Corn, they had them, they cook them in iron, it was something like a muffin, but they cooked them in...
You ever have a corn dodger? Corn pone?
Corn pone, they didn't use those terms too much.
All right, now would they ever kind of make something up about cornmeal, or would it have flour in it and they just throw it in the pan and let it cook like that?
Cornmeal was not one of their staples here.
Okay.
And grits either. They ate grits, but not too much.
Okay, any sort of...
You know, grits and cornmeal is in an Anglo-Saxon English speaking. French like their flour.
Yeah.
Creoles.
Okay.
They ate biscuits. I'm going to tell you a little story about this. The man that came to the store some years ago, and he had stomach trouble. And he came to the old man. The old man was a druggist. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And he told him his trouble. He had been to doctors there in different places all over the country. And he told old man, he says, now if you can't give me something, he said, I'm going to get my gun and blow my head off. Because he said, I'm tired. I can't stop. Now this is the truth. I was there when it happened. So the old man came, he talked to me. He says, I know what that fellow, his trouble is. He says, it's one of these false river Cajuns. Now I want to tell you about what a Cajun is. After what? He says he's eaten all starch diet. And he can't digest that. So there's a drug on the market here. It's called liquid tachydiastase. That's a starch digestion. He said, well, don't blow your head off now. But he says, I got several things, you know, that was to put him off. What made it worse? His brother had committed suicide about 2 or 3 weeks before. So he says, try that. He gave him about a 4 ounce or 6 ounce bottle of that. He said, now after every meal, take 2 teaspoonfuls and half a glass of water. In about 10 days, that fella came back. He says, I can't eat anything now. He says, what did you give him? You know what his trouble was? He was getting an all-starch diet. He was eating biscuits, bread, white beans. You can't imagine. Everything was starch. It represented 80% of his food, and his body didn't manufacture enough of this diastase to digest the starches. So they took just that little thing, and he had been going under Dr. Trehan. They didn't see that after treating him for 5 or 6 years, I don't know. But it's just one of those things that happen.
Hmm.
These Creoles, their big diet is biscuits, rice, bread, white beans. That's one of their leaders, and they eat a lot of that.
Yeah.
Now, I want to tell you this, and I want this. You know a Cajun. Do you know what a Cajun is?
Coonass.
No, Coonass is a rather corrupt word, and it shouldn't be said around. I'll tell you what a Coonass and what it